Hello learners, welcome to the Smart Learning platform of Odisha State Open University. At the outset, I do congratulate you for taking up this program, the program on leadership, because it has been designed to enable you to embark on the paths of your personal and professional leadership development. I am Dr. Lalatindu Kesari Jenna, and in this episode, we are going to discuss about gender and leadership. Basically, when you are talking about gender and leadership in organizations, let's see why gender in. First of all, in corporate, if we'll see age old times, it was completely been dominated by male. It is a male dominated corporate world, it was. But now we are getting a gender parity, we are getting a gender balance, wherein lot of women leaders are coming to the forefront. Let's see some of the people who have succeeded in this women leadership. There are people like Chanda Kochar, Sikha Sharma, Indira Noi, Vinita Wali. These people, they have been heading up an organization, some renowned multinational corporations, and they have just not been a part of it, but they have taken it to greater heights. But of course, at present, if you'll see the women leaders, they represent a very small percentage of leaderships. Therefore, it is a good starting point in this portion of your course on leadership to investigate and to explore what is the leadership all about regarding women, and most basically what are the tendencies that is generally associated when women are working in workplace. First of all, there are many studies they have found out that women leaders are more task focused. Female leaders, they are more like task focused, mean they are completely driven with task. You know, when in comparison to male personnel, you will be finding out they may be drifting away. You know, they may not have that much of focus. This is what the research says. So if you'll see completing the day-to-day task and the necessary requirement of an organization to run smoothly from an operational perspective, it is the women leader, they take the stride. Similarly, there are also a set of studies that have noted that women have a quality of leadership that's called as a transformational style. I think transformational leadership style you might have listened about in the leadership development course, otherwise in your course module itself you might have read about it. Let's re-explore. Transformational leadership is a very powerful characteristics that the person need to possess, because it allows that same person as a leader to make essential changes to a already defined business model. Basically, without having a transformational leaderships, organizations would not carry out the capability of reinventing themselves. Reinventing themselves, let's explore a bit. It's like, you know, the organization goes on with its age-old style of strategizing its areas and working on its own vision. But when there is a changing dynamics in the work portfolio, at that point of time, it is required to reinvent. Unless we reinvent, we cannot build up. And there requires the transformational leader. Similarly, now we have moved on from the top to bottom structure. We have moved on to a flat organization structure. Several studies have pointed out that if you'll see the female leaders, they basically prefer to work in a flat structure. They don't require in the traditional hierarchy structure wherein somebody will be authorizing, somebody will be governing them. Why that is a reason for such preferences? That same study, there are many studies actually, there are few studies which has carried out in Indian organizations also. It says that flat organization structures, when people are working, that basically that encourages a collegial atmosphere in the sense the people feel like working together, they feel creating a trust among themselves. There is a tighter integration, because in a top-down hierarchy structure, it's the boss driving the whole the show. But over here, there is an integration among the members. They treat also employees more or less equal, irrespective of their knowledge and the experiences they possess. Similarly, there is another thing like, you know, the female leaders, they endorse cooperations and collaborations. Female leaders typically encourage cooperation and partnerships among members. Whereas in male counterparts, they may be more individualistic. Whereas the female workforce, they prefer to cooperate along with the people around them. So cooperations and collaboration is a significant step for managing a large or geographically dispersed team when you're thinking about the multinationals. Let's talk about another area that's called as the steps to reduce the gender discrimination. It is a big challenge. Basically, when you are talking about gender discrimination, it is a big challenge for organization to develop, to retain and promote the talented women. Basically, there is a study that was surfaced in a journal, which is a practitioner journal called People Matters, that was published in 2015, written by two gentlemen who were the practitioners, Sophia Zhao and Ronald B. Smith. They said a strategic combination of individual development and a systematic shift in mindset of the solution, as well as to review and in some cases to audit the organizational culture, is important. So that's why, let's talk about it. What are the steps? Number one, the first step is the individual development. One of the objectives of individual development is to help our women workforce to rise above the second generation gender bias. This is very important. We need to promote our, you know, the opposite sex and find out their individuality. If we'll explore that, if we'll count their individuality itself, they'll feel like they are empowered. They should be working in a similar platform. The women leaders should work parallelly with the male leaders. It is especially very, very important to help the women workforce to discover basically what they need, their purpose, their passion in life. Hardly we are ignoring that. So a sense of higher purpose basically motivates the leaders to overcome the fear and to see that they are moving out from their comfort zone and need to explore the things, what are the best possible means of, you know, developing themselves and to create an amicable atmosphere for their organizations. There also the second point that is required to be called as a systemic shift. When we have our senior leaders support, it is like the HR department that need to look way for some of the unconscious bias that is there in an organization. Because sometimes we the male people, generally they feel that the women are not been competent enough. So this unconscious bias that male people are having, it, that need to be eradicated. Basically, when it curbs down, then only we can affect the opportunity and motivate our people to rethink the talent management processes. And we can explore some of the possible areas of improvement so that we can bring up the women leader over there. Some of the practices that may help the women talent, that may include like when you are introducing something called as a flexible working condition, because we need to think about flexi time for our organization, so flexible working condition is required. We need to create a flexi time policy. There are several companies who has come forward, many MNCs, you know, when you are talking about Amazon, Google, Flipkart, they have developed a flexi time, flexible working options for women executives. You know, many organizations, they are thinking and building up a support for the women executives and to give them the time so that they can devote not only for their work, they can also can have a good balance when they have their family life. So work-life balance is what is required. There are several organizations, they have gone with gender-specific hiring and they have given a space to the women executives to be a part of their organization. The manufacturing organizations, prominently, they thought of, you know, coming out with recruiting more women workforce. Gone those days, you know, in 1990s and all that, you may be finding out hardly any women workforce taking up the roles. But nowadays, in irrespective of any sectors like manufacturing, service, healthcare, you reach on to any sectors, you'll be finding out the opposite gender is working. There are also kind of networking opportunities for women so that they can build up a good network among themselves, and they can also share. There are several platforms also been created at the government machinery level. Similarly, corporates also promote the opportunities so as to network them and they build up their credentials as a women workforce. But all that to explore or to create out a potential women talent, it is the onus lies on the HR department. They need to provide them the right coaching. There should be a hand holding for them, that's what called is a mentoring, and also organization need to sponsor them so that the women workforce can come to the mainstream and they can have an equal right along with the male people. That's what is all about the women leadership. Thank you so much, learners.